Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Praise God and happy Shabbat, the Sabbath day. Happy Shabbat. This is the Sabbath, not Good Friday. That's not in the Bible. I want to thank all of you who have been listening to me for the past 15 years. I'm strictly straight scripture, straight Bible, straight out the Bible, not straight out of Compton, but straight out the Bible. We speak against demonic spirits. We do deliverance. We believe in generational curses. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We believe in all the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and we fight racism because it is a spirit. It is a demonic spirit of hate, racism in America. We speak against any racist individual, regardless of what color or who color or how he is. It is evil. We are dealing with the resurrection of Jesus. We're not dealing with Easter. Easter is in the Bible one time. Let us get started with this because Satan is a big lie. And, you know, I come up against a lot of opposition. People don't like what I say. They didn't like what Jeremiah said. They called him the weeping prophet. You know, I've been talking to this guy named James Jones for many years. One day he's okay. Next day he gets, I don't want to talk about Trump and Christians want to believe that this man is some man of God, which he's not. Satan is a lie. The devil promotes all lies. Satan is a lie again with Easter. Easter is a pagan holiday. It has nothing to do with Jesus of Nazareth at all. Jesus says he is the resurrection. He's never identified himself in Scripture that he's Easter. Now, if you can show me that in the Bible and want to get on a radio station and get ate up here with the Scriptures, you will get ate with the Word. I will eat you. I study. And I'm not boasting. I study, meditate, study. You need to do that. We are living in too much evil. There's too much lies. This lie that the devil been promoting way before Trumpy came about Easter, it's a lie. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. How God is anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Lord, please forgive us for all of our sins that's constantly at your door. Sin lied at the door. Let us crucify ourselves and call on you and have a consciousness of you. Not just that the world tells us that it's time to recognize you as the resurrection, but that your word says that you are the resurrection and that your word says that we're supposed to worship you every day, not just one day. I renounce holidays. I send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I believe in your holy word, Father. I am not a traditional person. Blotting out the handwritings and ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, and having small principalities and powers, he made it sure of them openly, triumphing them over them in it. Colossians chapter 2, 14 and 15. Here at Live Deliverance in that radio, we don't do no tradition. We do not deal with it. The Bible tells me in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holiday or of the new moons or of the Sabbath day. Recognize Easter Sunday. We recognize that Jesus is the resurrection. We do not recognize bunny rabbits, chocolate candy, foolishness in the outside of the kingdom of God. Please turn to me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want to turn to you to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll go so much in tradition where they'll lose their soul. I'm not traditional. Jesus said, come out from that stuff. I'm about the Bible. tradition and the Bible is two different things. Let's read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to start at verse 12. No resurrection, no salvation. If Jesus wasn't resurrected, there would be no salvation for us. So Jesus had to resurrect. He's not going to resurrect again. That's it. That's the only, that's it. Ain't no more resurrecting. He done it. He done did it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12, the word says, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? And during the time of Christ, Caiaphas went out saying that Jesus wasn't resurrected. Donald Trump going out saying that the elections was rigged. Same spirit, different demon in a different person. It was in Caiaphas to go against Christ that does not want to bring the truth. It's in Donald Trump to say that there's no elections was fraud. That's a lying spirit. Well, Caiaphas hated Christ, and they didn't want to believe that there was a resurrection. But the word of God says, now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, he had to rise from the dead. And I'll show you why. How say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if then be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? So if there's no resurrection of the dead, Jesus is not risen. Notice we ain't talking about nothing about no Easter. We say in the resurrection of the dead. I'm going to put an end to that about Easter because it's in the Bible only one time. Okay, and I'm going to show you that that ain't got nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Satan, through the world and through people's tradition and religion. Religion, Christianity is not based on a religion. Okay, let me get this straight now. Pure religion. An undefiled is to look after the widow and to keep yourself afflicted from the world. James 1:27. That's true religion. Easter is religious. Bunny rabbits is religious. Osiris is demonic. The new birth of an egg has nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus. Satan is a counterfeit, just as well as Donald Trump is a counterfeit. He's a child of Satan, a liar. Well, this lie that the devil been promoting for thousands of years about Easter, it is a lie. And if you can go to the word of God, and John 8:32 says, ye shall know the truth, and let the truth set you free. But some people don't like the truth to set them free because they still want to please people. Go to uncles and cousins' house. No, I ain't going to none of that. Do not ever invite me to your church on no Sunday because I don't care who you are. I do not recognize Sunday as a day of worship. I lived in Israel. It's amazing to see people blow trumpets, blow the horn, the ram's horn out of Israel, but don't do nothing else about the Sabbath. But they can blow the shofar. But what about the Sabbath? Not recognized, not studied. Why is that? That's a division in the body of Christ, and the devil knows it. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. There is a resurrection. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so, but that the dead raised not. It took God to resurrect Jesus. If you go to the word of God in Acts chapter 12, verse 4, I would like to show you something. Acts chapter 12, verse 4. And I want to show you where Easter at in the Bible. Now, this was during the time that Christ was walking on earth. So this was before Christ. It had nothing to do with Easter. This is how this stuff gets messed up. James, Martha, and Peter in prison. In Acts chapter 12, verse 1, now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. Vex the spirit. This is a demonic spirit in King Harlan, just like the demonic spirit is in Donald Trump. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him to fourth quarantine of soldiers to keep him instant after Easter. So Easter was a holiday before Jesus Christ walked to earth. After Easter, Jesus didn't die and resurrected to be called Easter. It was a holiday. It ain't got nothing to do with Christianity. As a matter of fact, look how horrible it's connected to. Well, this man's trying to kill the apostle of Christ, but they wanted to wait after their pagan holiday, Easter, to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have put him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on the sandals." And so he did. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garments about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angels. But though he saw a vision, the angels intercede. Did the angels say anything about Easter? Easter wasn't on their mind because it ain't got to do with the kingdom of God. Now, I want you to see something here. If there's no resurrection, then there's no Christ. There is impossible for you to tell me that Jesus Christ resurrected on Sunday. It just don't work. There's nowhere in the Jewish calendar that can even work. Nowhere. Let me read something to you in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. We go on scripture again. If you look at Easter, is in Acts 12, 4. The angels said nothing about it. They came in and got Peter. The angels just said, "Oh, don't forget, Peter, talk about Easter." Angels didn't say nothing about that. Acts 12, 4. Easter is a pagan holiday. It has nothing to do with the resurrection Christ of Jesus. Jesus was the resurrection. Without resurrection, there is no salvation. We just said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12 through 26. Now, let's look at John. Let's look at John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, the book of John. John chapter 11, verse 25 through 26. John 11, 25, Jesus said of him, "I am the resurrection." He did not say he was Easter. He did not say he was Good Friday. This is in red right now. My Savior and his words mean more than your tradition and what you want to believe in. This is why the world is so messed up. People like to believe truth and non-truth and try to mix it, like these evangelical white Christians in America who's trying to push Trump, who is not a Christian. And by the way, it is blasphemy for the unsaved man to sell a book that he can't even read himself called 2 Corinthians. And most of you Christians support that. That's why y'all mad at him. That's why you don't want to give me, you don't care whether you give me anything. God got me. I don't have to beg from nothing, from nobody. The Lord got me. Because if I teach the word, he's going to supply that need. What did he do for Peter? He sent an angel to get him. He wasn't worrying about Easter. He was worrying about Peter. Now, let's look at this here in John 11, 25. Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die, because believest thou this. You can never die after you believe in Christ. Now watch this. If you go to Matthew 12:40, I don't get into holidays. I just like to teach the word. I hate holidays. It is to me, it ain't but a sidetrack to the devil. I'm going to teach the word. Jesus is resurrected every day. I don't have to wait to no Easter for no bunny rabbits to talk about this. I don't like it. I don't do the world. I do the Bible. In Matthew chapter 12, Jesus says something very interesting in 12:40. For as Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. 3 days and 3 nights. So they had to get Jesus off the cross before Sabbath. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat. You have to understand that Israel was under Roman rule at that time. So if he was in the earth 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth, it's impossible for him to resurrect on a Sunday. He ain't said nothing about he resurrected on no Sunday. He ain't said that nothing at all, nowhere in the scripture. But see, this is the lie that the devil preached. Now, I want to show you something in Romans chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Romans chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Romans 6, verse 9 and 10. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more death, had no more dominion over him. Once he died and once he resurrected, ain't nothing have no old man dominion over him. He took the keys from Satan. Give me the keys. You no longer hold death. Thank you. He no longer have access to go into the heavens. Because before Christ, Satan would have access in the heavens. Look at Job, God told Satan, what you doing up here? So God had to put his son to shed blood to eliminate that. So he's forbidden from entering into heaven since Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. Because he took his keys, he has all dominion over him and all principalities under Yeshua the Messiah. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more death, nor had more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. That's it. So he's not going to be re-resurrected again. Okay, that's not going to happen. He said once. But in that day he liveth as unto God. Even to this day, he liveth as unto God. Likewise, reconcile ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus prepared a way for us to have salvation, to give us a life better than what Adam and Eve gave us. I don't like the world when the world wants to tell me about Passover. The word Passover in the Greek does not mean Good Friday. You also have to understand that the Roman Catholic Church with the Catholicism has implemented some of these things with Pope Caiaphas. I used to be Catholic. You never see nowhere in the Bible that Jesus says, I am of Easter. He said, I am the resurrection. Now, I'd like you to go to John chapter 19, verse 14 for me. Go to John 19, 14. John chapter 19, verse 14. John chapter 19, verse 14. And it was the preparation of the Passover, not Good Friday, the preparation. What is the preparation of the Passover? What is this? John states that Jesus' trial near completion, about the sixth hour, however, says that Jesus was crucified at the third hour, Mark chapter 15, verse 25. This appears contradictions in reverse that if we understand that John used the Roman method of computing time while Mark used the Palestinian method, the Roman days begin at midnight and the Palestinian days begin at sunrise. This is how the devil can deceive people. Boy, the word is so true. And then the Bible says, and it was on the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour he said unto the Jews, behold your king. But they cried away with him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. That's how man is this day about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have no king but Jesus. You evangelical white Christians, you have no king, but you got your orange Jesus. You got your Trump. I'm going to ride him. I'm going to ride him till you get out of office because it's evil. We're in some times where Christianity is misinterpreted. It has been implemented with the Passover, where I showed you in the book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 4, that Easter was there. The angels didn't say nothing about it. They went and got Peter up out of jail. So come on. And they said nothing about no Easter, but it's in there. But that don't mean that we're supposed to worship it. See, because you don't know how to rightly divide the word of truth, this happens to people. Now, in John 11:25, he said he is the what? The resurrection. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20, verse 35, the book of Luke. Luke chapter 20, verse 35. And we're going to go to verse 35. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain the world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die any more, for they are equally unto the angels, and the children of God being the children of the resurrection through Jesus' resurrection. So Jesus can't die no more. He is the resurrection. He is not at all Easter. Please turn to the book of Matthew. They did them like a dog, and people still doing them like a dog today. In the name of Jesus, you got political parties running around talking about they represent Jesus. I got some ignorant Christians talking about they see somebody say Jesus at a political party is the Lord. It's pitiful. They did Christ like a dog, and we do them like that when we sin against him and don't have a conscience to think about him. Since this is so-called Resurrection Day, don't let the world tell you, okay, it's time you think about the resurrection. I don't need the world to tell me about when Jesus died. I read the Bible every day. I don't need the world to tell me it's time to be Santa Claus. All this mixer with demonic spirits and Christianity, that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to entwine the truth to keep you deceived. But we're going to look at what happened on that cross, because I'm going to tell you something. That was horrible, what the Lord went through for us. And, you know, sometimes when we sin, we don't even want to recognize. We just, Lord, forgive us. But Lord, give me something. Lord, I want an airplane. I want to live in that. This man suffered. This man suffered. This man humbled himself. His own rejected him. Give us Barabbas. Don't give us Jesus. And y'all like that today. Give us Donald Trump. Don't give us Jesus. Give us the orange Jesus. Ain't no different. Give us Hitler. Give us Mussolini. You got them too, didn't you? But give us Jesus. See, when Jesus come and rule the earth, he's going to show mankind how to handle things. This is why political parties has really nothing to do with a true born-again Christian. Because Jesus is going to rule the earth, and all your little iPads you on and your daughter's constantly looking through this here, and y'all talking, going to TikTok and looking at all this foolishness. That's how he's going to come through, and you're going to see him coming from the east. He's not going to be coming back as no prince. He's coming as a judge. The name of Jesus has been smeared in America. The name of Jesus of Nazareth in Christianity has been so marketed in America that it is pitiful to even say that you're a Christian. Christianity is not based on a brand of First Baptist Church, Second Baptist Church, a Third Baptist, a Mount Ladies, a Creflo Dollar, a Potter's House. They ain't a man-made mess. That's why it's decaying now. That's why you see so much scandal in the church. I'm not a perfect man. I have many shortcomings, and I deal with my shortcomings just like I deal with my life every day. I work out my salvation every day. I'm not here to try to make money. I'm here just to want to stay on air. The Lord taught me, don't try to get rich, son. I got peace with that. I got you. He'll meet your needs. Look what they did to him. Look what they said to him before Pontius Pilate, since we want to look at this resurrected Christ. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou sayest." See, why does Christ say that? Christ is so wise. He said, "You say it." See, he had a plan, and the devil did not know the plan. If Satan would have known this plan, he would try to destroy and stop Jesus from dying. That's how come Jesus didn't come in here with no airplane or no Mercedes-Benz or coming out gold. That's what the Jews was looking for. But a man that coming on a donkey coming into Israel, the Son of God come on a donkey, but his kingdom is not based on earthly things. And look at Juanita Bynum selling people prayers, crack houses for $1,900. Tomorrow is going to be a big marketing day for you getting your little bunny rabbits and your little buns and your cheese and your foolishness for one day. Jesus is resurrected to me every day. I don't let the world tell me when to worship Christ. No, I read the Bible every day. And every time I go to bed, I ask the Lord to forgive me for all of my sins, because I may not wake up. Then said Pilate unto him, "Hear thou not how many things they witness against thee?" And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. And now the feast, the governor was wont to release unto people a prisoner whom they would. Matthew 27:15. Matthew 27:16, and they had then a noble prisoner called Barabbas. That's like Donald Trump. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said, "Unto whom will that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" The Jews do the same thing that we do. When we choose sin, we choose Barabbas and go to Christ. The Jews choose Barabbas. The Gentiles choose sin, then go back to Jesus. We're no different than the Jews. Salvation is for the Jew first. Remember that. For he knew that from envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife said unto him, "Have thou nothing to do with this just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." Here is God trying to warn this man and still have to die for our salvation because this had to be. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto him, "Whether of thy twine will ye that I release unto you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said unto them, "What should I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" Which is called. He is the Christ. Satan never wants to recognize that he's the Christ. They all said unto him, let him be crucified. The whole world reject Christ, both Jews and Gentiles. And we as Christians reject him when we fall into sin. That's me too. All of us have rejected him. Every last one of us crucified him through our sin. We are all guilty. We are all guilty. He is perfect. He is the resurrection. He is not Easter. He ain't got nothing to do with no bunny rabbit. He ain't got to do with no Easter egg hunts. He don't have nothing to do with no spring God of Easter. He ain't got nothing to do with that. He say, I am the resurrection, John 11:25. And the governor said, why, what evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. He did nothing for nobody but help us. And we do the same thing to him every day when we fall into sin. I'm not here to convict you. I'm guilty. We're all guilty. But I will say this here. I'm grateful that he died for me, not because this is Easter, because I don't recognize Easter. Don't even come there with me. Don't ever invite me to your church on Easter because I'm not coming. Don't ever, I don't care who you are, whoever you're affiliated with me on this internet radio station on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, do not ever think that I'm going to step in any church on Sunday because I'm not. Jesus didn't, and I'm not going to do it. But yet you will. You need to study your scriptures and get it straight because there's a lot of error. Since Christ died, Satan's been doing everything he can to attack the church and the body of Christ, wipe out deliverance ministry, wipe out the apostolic, bring in clowns like T.D. Jakes, idiots, people who can't even discern good and evil, going to concerts with rock stars. Joel Osteen talking about, I don't know what's going on. Father will tell you, raffle not against flesh and blood. That's what's going on. Don't know none of that. Y'all like the devil and replace the gospel of Christ with smooth talkers. Even hustlers tomorrow, they're going to make a lot of money tomorrow. They're going to make a lot of money on Jesus tomorrow. Oh, they'll do a little miracle here, too, a little word of knowledge, and lay hands all on you on one day just to make money. Jesus is every day to me. The Bible said Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever. If you want to really want to understand the resurrection, read the book of Matthew. It ain't got nothing to do with Easter. So you say Easter, you're trying to recognize that with Christ. That's not biblical. Then Jesus is delivered for crucifixion in Matthew chapter 27, verse 24. Then the Bible says, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but rather than a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Pilate didn't want to have nothing to do with it. I wouldn't either. But you Christians over here are no different than Pontius Pilate. You Christians in America are no different than the ones in the crowd that the Jews say, crucify him, give us Barabbas, because you are hollering and saying, give us Donald Trump. I rebuke every one of you Christians who call yourself a Christian supporting an unsaved man on this day. E. Jane Carroll, $426 million of lying, overinflating his properties. Constantly going to court to delay. The rich is trying to pay to get him in office for big tax cuts. That's not God's kingdom. And y'all want to call that the kingdom of God. Jesus was not of any of that. He came in with a donkey. If he wanted to, he could have came in on a spaceship if he wanted to in some Giuliani shoes. He's Jesus. His kingdom is not based on this world. Then answered all the people, say, his blood be on us and on our children. Lord, have mercy. That's what the Jewish people did. They put a curse on themselves for rejecting Christ. But the Jews are now coming back to Christ. Now, I want to show you something in Psalms chapter 100, verse 5. Psalms chapter 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Jesus loved the Jewish people that he can forgive them through their generations of sin. His blood be on us. Because cursed is he who hangeth on a tree. Christ became a curse for us that we may inherit the blessings of Abraham. That's how much the love of God has for all of us, whether we black, brown, purple, or green. Jesus sees no racial barriers. Jesus is love. And if you say that you're a Christian, you have to definitely represent love. If you don't have love, you ain't no Christian. You're a hypocrite. If you have religion, you definitely messed up. Then release he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Scourge. Do you know what that means? Scourging. They would whoop Christ. And the scourge and the latch of the steel was on the back of on that leather cowhide. And as they hit him and they pulled him, that flesh pulled off. Man, that's, I couldn't go through that. That's a lot of love for us. Brothers and sisters, stop letting the world give you a day to recognize Christ. I ask any of you, and I have very few listeners, read the word for yourself. Don't let the world tell you when it's time to worship Jesus. The Bible says that we must honor and praise him and give him glory every day because of his mercies. If it wasn't for his mercies, they're new every morning. Lamentations 3:16-26. They are new every morning. Stop letting the world tell you and dictate you about Jesus. Stop listening to these preachers who are all about money and don't have no anointing and can't give you no insight of real teaching. Learn the word and then you will know who Jesus is. Amen? Jesus crowned and thorned. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole bands of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." That's Satan's last chance to make Jesus quit. Satan mocked him. And my Lord and Savior stood his ground for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life. John 3:16. And they spit on him. That's humiliating, to spit on a human being. And took the reed and smote him on the head. That's no different than the Christians who was running against January 6th, smoting people on the head with American flag. They ain't no different. They ain't no Christians. They are no Christians. Christians don't do that. They are no different than what they did to Jesus. And they spit on him. And took the reed and smote him on the head. Oh, my God. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head. Turn to Psalms 69:19. The book of Psalms 69:19. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame. And my dishonor, my adversaries are all before thee. They was right in front. All of the adversaries, the demons and the evil spirits through these soldiers was mocking him, hoping that he would give up and get angry and sin to stop our salvation. And they spit upon him and took the heed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man named Cyrus, C-Y-R-E-N-E, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. The sufferings of Christ stages. Jesus was united and placed in the middle of a company of Roman soldiers. The soldiers put a robe across his shoulder, placed a stick on his hand, and presided a circle and covered with long thorns on his head. The soldiers mocked him and struck him across the face and head, driving the thorns deeper into his scalp. For the 6 days of the sufferings of Christ, he did that for us. I don't need the world to tell me about Easter because I don't recognize it. I said the resurrection. I ain't saying about no Easter. We're talking about Jesus here. Matthew chapter 27, verse 39. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull. And I've been there in Israel, and that touched me. When I saw Golgotha, it looks like a skull. If you go back, it's on a hill. There's a radio receiver that is right next to where Jesus was crucified at. It's a radio receiver in the modern day time. But if you look at Golgotha, and I've been to Israel, you can see a skull. And that skull represents our dead minds with the new mind of Christ that he did and gave us, according to 1 Corinthians 2:16 and Philippians 2:5. We have the mind of Christ. When Jesus died at Golgotha, he gave us a new spirit. He gave us a new way of living through his blood because of the sins of Adam and Eve was too much. And God had to send his son for this. They gave him vinegar to drink mango and gall. And when he had tasted, therefore, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets. They pardoned my garments among them. And upon the vestures did they cast lots, gambling, mocking Christ. Antichrist spirit. And sitting down, they watched him there. That's how people are today. Boy, this is an evil world. And the Lord had to do that 1,900 years ago. And set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And they that passed by revealed him wagging their heads. All that hate. And we got that same hate with these Republicans, Christians, call themselves Christians, wagging their heads for Donald Trump. The same spirit. Demons are the same. But Christ has defeated them. And what we go do, we go right back to the things of man and to politics. Politics can't save us. Religion definitely can't save you because I told you that pure religion is undefiled before God is to look after the widow and to keep yourself unspotted from the world. And they passed by wagging, they passed by, revealed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that destroyest the temple and build it in 3 days, save thyself if thou be the Son of God. Come down from the cross." This is Satan's last stand to try to stop him from dying. Likewise also the chief priests mocked him. Scribes and the elders, that's like T.D. Jakes and Gruffalo Dollar. That's them today. "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He turned to God. Let him deliver him now, and he will have him. For he say, I am the Son of God." The thieves also, which was crucified with him, cast the same. From the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus, Yeshua, cried with a loud voice, saying, "Allah, Allah, Lasasabami. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was prophesied in Psalms 22. Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, say, this man calleth for Elijah. And straightway, one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest says, let be, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Again with a loud voice, yielding up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top and the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. God loves us so much. Even through the time of his death, they was mocking him. We mock him every day when we don't obey God. We mock him every day when we believe in some political ideology and not the risen Christ. It is sad to see American Christians in my country running around with prosperity ministries that's going to go take people's money. Ain't going to teach you nothing what I just said today. They're going to be on so glory. They're going to try to glorify Christ as if Christ didn't suffer at all. He suffered. And the grass was open, and many bodies and saints which slept arose. When he died, they arose. That's the first resurrection. He is the first. And then these other who rose resurrected with him. That's in the Bible. And came out of the grave after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. They ain't going to talk about that tomorrow. They're going to be talking about Easter, the bunny rabbits, and all this old foolishness. Now, when the certain centurions and they that was with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that was done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And many women, which they're beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Joseph, the mother of Zebedee's children. When the eve was come, and there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciples. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean and linen cloth. That's the towel. That's the shrine of Turan. I got a picture of that. And laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sculpture. Now the next day, following day of the preparation, the Sabbath, the chief priests of the Pharisees came together at Pilate, saying, sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sculpture be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him, that they flesh their mind, away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto him, ye have a watch. Go your way. Make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sceptre sure, sealing the stone and constantly setting a watch. He is risen. The resurrection of Jesus is one of the certain truths of the gospel based on 1 Corinthians 15, 1-8. What is the importance of Christ's resurrection to those who believe, not Easter? It proves he is the Son of God, John 10:17-18, Romans 1:8. It guarantees the efficacy of his redemptive death, Romans 6:4, 1 Corinthians 15:17. It validates the truth of Scripture, Psalms 16:10, Luke 24:44-47, Acts chapter 2, verse 23, verse 31. It is a proof of future judgments on the wicked. Acts 17, 30 and 31. It is the foundation for Christ's gifts of the Holy Spirit and spiritual life to his people. John chapter 20, verse 22. Romans chapter 5, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. For his heavenly ministry of intercessions for the believers. Hebrews 7, 23 through 28. It assures believers that the future heavenly inheritance in 1 Peter chapter 1, 3, and 4, and the resurrection and the transition when the Lord returns, John 14, 3, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 14, it makes available the presence of Christ and his power over sin and over everyday experiences of our lives, Galatians 2, 20, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 through 20. The resurrection is well verified historically. After his resurrection and remained on the earth for 40 days, appearing and taken to the apostles and many of his followers, the resurrection appearance as the following. 1. Mary Magdalene, John chapter 20, 11 through 12, to the woman returning from the tomb. Luke 24, 34, to the two travelers on Emmaus Road. Luke 24, 13 through 32, to all the disciples except Thomas and others with them, 43. To all the disciples on Sunday night, 1 week later. That ain't got nothing to do with the Sabbath. That just was 1 week later after his resurrection. He did all these things. But why they don't discuss this on Easter Sunday? Because they don't want you to know it. They want to feed you that bunny rabbit garbage. To save disciples by the sea, he was seen in John 21, 1 through 15, to 500 people in Galilee compared to that in 1 Corinthians 15, 6. To James in 1 Corinthians 15, 17, to the disciples receiving the Great Commission, to the apostles at the ascension in Acts 1, 3 through 11, and to the apostles. Jesus' resurrection is real. And Satan hates the resurrection. In Matthew 20, 28, verse 1, in the end of the Sabbath, and it began to draw toward the first day of the week, God have mercy, came Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, to the sepulchre, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the earth of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stones from the door, and set upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake. And because as dead men, and the angels answered and said unto him, fear not ye, ye know that ye see Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, and he is come. See the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you in Galilee. There shall you see him. I have told you. The resurrection risen Christ has nothing to do with Easter. It's bunny rabbits. It's otaris and eggs. In Acts chapter 12, verse 4, the apostles was in chain and bondage, and the day said Easter. That was one of their holidays that was doing during that time. The angels didn't care nothing about that. They wanted to get Peter, and they got him out. Did they say anything about Easter? No. Please come out to tradition and study this Bible for yourself. I'm 62 years of age. I pray that I can continue my ministry after I die. And I ask, and I know that the Lord will provide someone to keep my radio station going. I believe in Jesus. I've done many mistakes in my life, and I don't even see why. I can't even comprehend why I'm still here. The things that I've done has been so horrible, I'm embarrassed to say. But I do say that I have a Savior, that if I confess my fault because of his death, that I can go boldly before his throne and call on him and he will still answer me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life. Happy Shabbat. This is the Sabbath. The Sabbath will be over at 6:30. I want to teach on the Sabbath. I will not be teaching on no Easter tomorrow because I don't recognize Sunday. Please sow a seed. We're in financial need. We are in, the devil has been really doing everything he can to crunch me. I've lost a lot of people that was members here that was Trump supporters, and they didn't want to deal with Trump. They didn't want to talk to me. They got mad because they said that they didn't want to talk about demons. They want to talk about demons, but they didn't want to talk about Donald Trump. But they were born again Christians with a spirit of error, and I got rid of them. I don't like evil. I don't like nobody to be honored more than Jesus. I don't believe in serving no man, no organization, no NAACP, no NAACP, no Black Panthers, no Orange Panthers, the Bible. I believe in Jesus of Nazareth. I do not believe in any governmental kingdom that's going to rule anything until Christ comes, because Jesus will rule the earth governmental and show people the way of living. Thank you, Sister Kathleen. God bless you on the Sabbath day. Praise God for that. One person gets saved, I'm happy for one people. I tell you, I come up against serious resistance at this radio station. You'd be surprised. You know, Jesus wasn't liked. Jesus wasn't liked. I don't want to be liked. I want to be a servant to Christ, and I want to teach the truth of who Jesus is. Again, Easter is in Acts chapter 12, verse 4. And as you look at Acts 12, 4, keep going to 5, 6, 7, 8. The angels was interested in getting Peter out in that day. And I pray that you've learned something. Please, in the holy name of Jesus, send us something. If you can put it in the mail, give it next door to my neighbor or wherever, however you can do it, you can go to livedeliverance.com. It'll be nice. We're trying to get a computer. We need a backup computer. We're down to one. But, you know, my day coming when I settle my case. Because when I settle my case, you will see a studio in my house. These backdrops won't be no more once I settle my case. It will be very professional. I'm going to upgrade this to a TV station. I'm going to spend every dime I got on my military back pay to get an FM radio station, live deliverance on FM radio station in Riverdale, Georgia, and in Kingston, Jamaica. I am apostolic. I'm not tradition. I'm not Baptist. I'm not Catholic. I'm not Seventh-day Adventist. I'm apostolic. I'm about the Bible. I speak the truth. I am against racism. I am against all forms of racism. I do not put my trust in no political party. I will say for you to go vote. A man named Dr. Martin Luther King, God brought on this earth to give us that right. Go vote. If you do not vote, you will be in a lot of trouble. And the Lord prophesied to tell me, and I will make this prophecy on this day, Donald Trump will not be president of the United States. The Lord told it through Apostle Tommy Dito, who represents Live Deliverance in Finland. I got the confirmation. He will not become president of the United States. I ask that you come and go in prayer against this foolishness and this hate in this world, with this racism in America and this violence. Come fast with me every Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday. Please go to www.livedeliverance.com and go and sow a seed. We need it. We need it. We down to one computer, one backup. That's not good. But God got me. I'm only asking that if you sow anything, we appreciate it. We're not asking for $30,000, $5,000, $2, $5. $1, whatever that you can give, we save it. I've found how to really use money, and the Lord has taught me management by going through this type of lifestyle. And when my money comes from my VA back pay, believe me, Live Deliverance and the website is going to go up, it's going to get enhanced, and we're going to be able to get a search engine, because I want the whole world to hear the gospel. I ain't in this for money. I'm in this to spread the gospel. Not to charge people $1,500 for a prayer line, $2,000 for Pastor's Appreciation Day. That's what's going on tomorrow. It's money making. Don't get caught up in that. Sister Kathleen Favors, thank you for supporting me throughout these many years, and thank you for your offerings and for your tithes. God bless you. We love you. Those who like to give again, go to www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left hand of the icon, you'll be able to sow a seed there, and you can go to GoFundMe. Of course, you've been noticing our GoFundMe been up there for 2 years, and we only raised $150 and trying to get $2,000 in 2 years. That shows you the struggles that we go through, but that shows you the supernatural power that God also carries us through to bring forth income to keep us on air. God will do it. You can't trust people. You have to trust the Lord. I pray that the Lord move on your heart to sow a seed and also on your heart to intercede for me. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom and God bless.